Ready?
Yes, go.
Go.
Alrighty.
We're in session. Go ahead.
I'll be brief and to the point. I'm here to present a contingency agreement for Barbara Boley, grant writer, to work on behalf of Taney County to seek funding for the biosolids project. And I'll very briefly give a little background. Several months ago, when it was apparent that grant writers were going to be key to seeking stimulus monies, Barbara Boley, in my research, came to the forefront. And then I compiled a list of questions so there would be uniformity and consistency in the interview process. And during the interviews, Barbara Boley came to the forefront, as did a couple other grant writers. Anyway, she is a former presiding commissioner in Phelps County. She's a very sharp and savvy lady. Earlier this summer, I called together the principals on the biosolids project, Rick Ziegenfuss, Larry Van Gilder, Mike Zimmerman, Barbara Boley and myself, and I believe Ron was in Jefferson City, and we had a phone conference, those folks and I did, and out of that came that we would like to have Barbara seek an earmark or a special appropriation on behalf of the biosolids project, and as well establish relationships with the heads of federal agencies. She's living in Florida, and she has a son and daughter-in-law that work in Washington, D.C., and are very active. And so she's in a good place to do that. This contingency agreement doesn't cost the county anything. Commissioner Straffus arranged so that Taney County could take the lead on the biosolids project as far as grant writing. This is probably to our advantage because we are the largest governing body in the county, and so this puts us in a better position. And I have that agreement.
And let me kind of explain that, is that the biosolids project has been, you know, obviously Rick Ziegenfuss has been a leader and an advocate for it, but Larry Van Gilder has also been an advocate for it. And so everyone's kind of working independently, and then when the stimulus money came out and all that, there needed to be a focal point of efforts to try to find grant money to get this thing going. And the only way to do that is basically take the whoever's going to take the lead role in the grant writing, which seemed to be Taney County. So that's when I called Rick and I called Larry and said, do you guys have a problem with us taking the lead role when it comes to funding from a grant writing? And that's why they agreed to it, is we're not taking the lead as the overall scope and all that of the project. We're just taking it from a perspective of trying to allocate the funds. Am I saying that right?
Absolutely.
Getting funding?
Absolutely.
Okay. And that's why I want to make sure you guys understood, is that Barbara, she by far, I think, has the best chance to find something out there, if there is anything out there. So, go ahead, Joan.
That's just it, that she will seek, and I'll show you this agreement. It's two pages, and council has looked this over.
And you just need a motion for our approval?
Correct.
I'll make that motion for the approval.
Of this Barbara Boley, whatever. What are we calling this contract there?
Grant seeking or?
It's a.
It's an agreement for professional services with the Barbara Boley consultant grant writer agreement.
And it's this specific agreement we're agreeing to.
That's specific.
Which is the no cost to the county.
Absolutely.
If she doesn't find any money, there's no money out.
That's correct.
Second.
So Branson and Hollister are in favor of this.
Yes.
Yeah.
I've talked to both of them personally.
Uh-huh. Look at paragraph 5, section 5.
Yeah. Paragraph 5, section
5? 5.1, second page.
Oh, I'm sorry, for the cost. No, I've talked to Larry and Rick, and they were 100% for any efforts to try to find funding, and they didn't, and they were fine with it.
Okay. Because they've really worked on this a long uh-huh. time, and I know we've got, they have, I should say, a number of other folks involved.
Right.
Foresight, on and on and on.
And when we're seeking funding, it's strictly seeking funding for the project scope that they've created. We're not changing the scope of the job or scope of the work or the design or anything like that, but we're trying to take the lead from just getting the funding of their project, since it does benefit the county.
Okay. And if Barbara is successful, her fee is, the county and all these other folks don't lose out of the deal.
No,
it comes out of the grant in a way that doesn't reduce what we get out of it.
That's incorporated as a reimbursement program, and it's part of the administrative fee, and that's included in the grant. What happens if we got an earmark was there would be a notification from the state that we got, that we had been funded. And then EPA would ask for a complete application, and then there would be administrative costs that would be incorporated in that grant. And there are guidelines for that. You can only charge so much for a certain percentage for administrative fees. I anticipated you would ask this, so I said, Barbara, give me an example of a couple of projects you've worked on. She did one for Lake of the Ozarks that was $1.5 million, and she said this was very unique because she said, Joan, I spent hundreds of hours on that application, very unusual application, and she said I got about $10,000 to $12,000 out of that. Another $750,000 for Pacific Missouri. The grant was $700,000, and she got $2,300 out of that for administrative fees.
So it's whatever the grant itself specifies administratively. Like the
yes.
HPRP could be up to 3% of the 182, I think is what the mm-hmm. HPRP. So what we're saying is whatever the grant administration costs, we're going to give that fund 100% of whatever is allocated to her.
You mentioned the EPA. Isn't this federal funding monies?
Barbara just said to me the EPA is going to ask for a complete application, so I just copied that down.
Okay. So my question was that when she sends this in, it'll the contacts to the senators and things like that on the federal level. Appropriations. Is that going to be federal or state? That's my question.
She will request from one of our legislators a special appropriation, and I can discuss specifics of that, probably best discussed not in a public meeting.
Okay, now that's all I need to know. I just was, because you'd mentioned the other, and I thought, well, it's bound to be some bigger people associated with it. So.
Yes, she has some strong ties.
Right.
Ready to vote?
Ready.
All those in favor say aye.
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 Thank you, gentlemen.
Motion carried.
All right, do you need to sign this thing, or do you want us to sign it right now?
I think John got his signature.
Do we need one copy or not, Bob?
Two originals would be great.
Two originals would be great.
It just calls for Chuck's signature with Donna Neely.
Joan, this is if you would take these signed and get Donna to sign them, and then that way you kind of facilitate it through.
Okay.
That's how we're kind of making everyone do it. So.
And then.
Actually, no, that's not. We give it to Nikki, and she does that. Sorry.
Okay, so I don't need to.
Don't take it because we give everything to Nikki, and then she gets the signatures, and that's way we can get keep a copy.
And I made arrangements for Ms. Bowley to be available by phone if you wanted to ask her any questions today. So, secondly, last Wednesday, Barbara called me and she said, I think big monies are coming. And then she sent Friday the announcement from the Department of Economic Development, CDBG grant monies in the amount of $92,600,000 are coming to the state of Missouri for supplemental disaster funding. This is huge for us.
Right.
There is no limitation on the number of projects that the county or cities can submit. There is no limitation on the amount of the requests. We have until September the 4th to submit preliminary applications. That's the challenging part.
This is for expenses that have already been incurred?
Not expenses. For example, like any road that floods regularly that's not damaged, but is a regular disaster occurrence. That's a road that's a
K highway.
For example, if it's our road, it can't be anybody else's road. These roads or bridges or whatever can qualify. So I met with Frank to get the list, and Frank got with you guys with your office to give you a list of all those potential roads.
What about storm shelters?
That's a different grant. I think that's a different grant. I'm going to say, I'm sorry. Here's a list. You guys were all emailed a list of 68 things that qualify under this possible grant. Problem with the storm shelters, we aren't ready to submit a a design application because we just don't have time for it. I mean, it could be anywhere from asbestos removal of buildings to natural gas lines, airports, things like that.
Here's where I'm going whenever I said that. It's, I read that list that did,
yep.
For that. We need to be ready. We need to have a design ready for storm shelters, at least two in the east or in part of the county, or maybe possibly three, one in the Rockaway Beach, Merriam Wood area, one in the Kirbyville area, and one maybe even in the Kazee Mills area. But we need to be, if nothing else, have a construction design ready for such grants.
Yeah, we just.
I mean, it's just one step forward to getting something like this done. And we can't reach these deadlines. Every deadline that has been proposed has been so time limited.
But you know why, though?
Yeah.
They're pushing shovel-ready projects.
Right.
That's what they're pushing. And we, you know, you're right. We need, if we're going to do a community shelters on the east side, especially in certain areas or mm-hmm. Merriam Woods or wherever, we need to go ahead and get the engineering drawings done and put them on the shelf. I mean, that makes more sense.
Yeah, but even at that, Jim, we can take the design that has been established from West Plains, who has already have one in place. We could take the design from, now, I don't think probably the one from Highlandville or the Ava was already a pre-existing building.
Right.
But we could take those that are new buildings that they have already designed, a copy of their design, and make some structural changes and have those ready to submit. And it's, we could lose out on millions of dollars, but it's not being
fast enough.
Well, these specific funds also have some national objectives, and one of them is the low to moderate income is a requirement, or slum and blight removal. And I asked Barbara, I said, how many projects could the county submit without going overboard and looking a bit foolish? And she said, I think three projects. This would be my recommendation, so that we have the opportunity to be proactive and take advantage of this opportunity, that we set up a meeting to discuss the projects and if we would like to go forward with some of these. And I asked Ms. Boley if she would be available this week. She could be available on the phone to talk to us, because this is very layered and we need the advice from a grant writer that has some years of experience. And she can help us wade through some of this and see if we have some projects that we'd like to submit that are shovel ready. Because Frank submitted the paper to me and I said, oh, okay, Boys Camp Road. I said, do you have an architectural drawing engineering plan? No. I said, well, we need that. We have to have architectural plans, our engineering drawing for the projects we submit, just like you're talking about. But it might be well worth everyone's while that we set up a meeting this week to evaluate our possibilities.
Could I agree with that, but could you also just get with Frank and see, first of all, what projects are even qualified based off of the requirements? My concern is like Boys Camp Road. It doesn't qualify because we can't get the drawings in fast enough.
Correct.
I mean, is there any of those projects that was submitted by Frank that? That's my concern, is that once we start looking into the meat and potatoes of it, any of our projects won't meet the deadline.
September 4th is the deadline.
Yeah,
fourth is the deadline. Yes.
So we don't have them. We're out of luck.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like too.
Now, property ownership is something I would like to investigate. Do you have to have property ownership?
Again, we're going to need a grant writer to discuss this with us, because this is totally in their realm.
But I mean, I'm fine with that, but we need to submit the questions to Barbara well before, so she can have the answers if we're going to have a conference call, say Wednesday or Thursday or Friday or mm-hmm. whatever.
You know where I'm going. If we decide to go with Merriam Woods, F Highway,
right?
Say the F Highway project for community center type storm shelter, then we just take, if we don't have to have ownership of the property, or if ownership of the property can be included
right
into the the situation, or if you wanted to go to, say, Mildred.
Mm-hmm.
But you need to get it close to locations, from what I'm understanding, where you have large populations.
High density of low to moderate income.
Yes, absolutely.
Yes. Well, I'm not going to use this phrase other than for what it means, trailer park areas.
Sure.
You know,
sure.
That would, could use the services of a storm shelter, and we don't have to. We can take one, as many of those that were built by Homeland Security. Somebody has a set of plans that will fit our area. And if it's West Plains, which I know they got a big one, they were one of the first ones that made the
news media. Quite large, though.
Well, we're going to need one quite large, depending on where we put it.
How much money did you set it up to?
There's $92,600,000 and some odd dollars that has come to the state that will be, grants will be awarded to counties in Missouri that were disaster counties, and we're one of them. Only about four or five counties were not disaster counties. The preliminary application, which is due September the 4th, is a three-page application. Typically, I asked Barbara, I said, how do you handle this? She said, well, I submit those free. I don't charge anything. And then she said, for the application, I charge $200, which is usually quite a few hours of work. And then, of course, I want to administrate the grant if it's awarded. We also need to find out our low to moderate incomes areas. We know Bull Creek is. We know Merriam Woods is. We know Taneyville is. And I said, well, I feel sure Kirbyville is, because when I was in this position earlier, I started looking at an enhanced enterprise zone for the Kirbyville area along with the IDA. If the commission would like to submit questions, I would be glad to, if you wanted to go that route, submit them to Barbara in advance, and then we could discuss with her in a meeting what possibilities we have to go forward, for we would have eligibility and the questions that you have. I mean, again, this is going to take an expert.
Why don't we set up a Wednesday meeting, and if we got questions in, that's better yet. And if we don't,
well, we need to talk about project specifics maybe on a Wednesday, and then that way maybe have a conference call after that. I mean, I'm concerned that the projects we're talking about, we can't make the deadline. That's my biggest concern. It's not.
I just like to be able to make a phone call to whoever the commissioners are in it's Howe County, isn't it?
Yeah.
For West Plains is at the different areas, and say, look, we know you've already been through this process. Is there anything you can supply to Taney County to help us in this endeavor? Now they may have a bunch of projects, and they say no, but they more than likely, unless they're set up with a stimulus type situation like we are, they're going to try to help us.
Right.
And that might be one of the first questions we have for Barbara is, can we do that? Can we take somebody else's plan and modify it a little bit?
Yeah. And land property owning, or if you have to own the property.
Well, I think if you don't own it, you probably have to have a long-term lease, like a 50-year lease or something, most likely.
She'll know for sure.
She'll know, but yeah. Okay, well, so we want to put something on the agenda on Wednesday for us to have a little more discussion about the projects.
And do you want her to be on the phone at that time?
I would say yes. Go ahead and have her available. We'll probably call her.
Oh, I thought Ron was here. Excuse me.
2 weeks' time, man. That's
tight.
Counties are really going to, there's going to be a lot of submissions for this, because this is really great money coming in like this.
Find out about that property deal, because that's real interesting to me.
The ownership, if you have to own it?
If you have to be ownership.
Well, that means something we can ask Barbara on Wednesday. I mean, that's really probably the first question.
Okay. She also said, I said, Barbara, I had asked her Friday, I said, on Monday morning before the commission meeting, give me some projects, because she has reviewed all our projects. She was one of the people that we asked to do that. I said, please give me a list of the projects, short list, that would be most fundable for these monies. and she's in Washington right now, and her son and daughter-in-law's commuters all have viruses, and they're all being fixed, so she can't give me that. But she said the categories are water and sewer, road and bridge, your water districts, all of those could be strong potential candidates for that.
But but still, she's saying we need to limit it to three.
She's not saying we have to.
Have to, but...
I just asked her so that we didn't look. What we do, we want to do well, and we don't want to dilute it to the point I feel that we would not get a good, strong look when we submit our applications.
What about a questionable deal we've got right now with the Venice on the Lake treatment plant for Rockaway combination? Let's look at the.
Is that disaster related? The thing is, the fine print is it has to be a natural disaster related type, correct?
I can't tell you that it's no. I can't confirm that for sure.
Well, that's all questions for Wednesday.
Yes, and I just got this too.
Okay.
Do you want me to work out a time with the administrative people in your office, or do you wish to do that and inform us? How does this go?
Yeah, you work with Jillian or Nikki in the schedule, but the sooner the better. I mean, it shows our Wednesday's pretty open. No, I'm sorry, I'm the wrong week. No, it's not.
It's mostly administrative type.
We have animal control from 8:30 to 9, and then...
So if we can work around, I think.
Purchasing's at 9:15. Good gosh, no, that's on my schedule. Okay.
What about 10 o'clock, between 10 and...
Road and Bridge and Sewer Department's on 10 o'clock.
11. We don't have anything tomorrow except sewer that I can see. We could even tackle it tomorrow afternoon, maybe.
Our office has a meeting with Foresight at the City Hall to discuss their projects tomorrow afternoon.
You just get with Nikki, and we'll find an hour block in there somewhere.
Okay. You want that to be Wednesday, or is it also possible Thursday?
They'll know. Nikki will know.
So you all are open to whenever there's an opening of an hour.
Yeah, I mean, I can say Wednesday. Thursday doesn't look good at all, but it could, I mean.
Is an hour the time frame we're talking about?
I think an
safe?
Hour.
Yeah.
Okay.
I see we've got a meeting.
Yeah, just Nikki, usually, I think we need to try to shoot for Wednesday somehow.
Okay. The boundaries.
Okay. And then there is nothing else that I am needed to do as far as following up on the contingency agreement other than to tell Ms. Foley that there will be a copy that will be coming her way.
Just make sure she gets a copy and get with Nikki to make sure you get the signed copy, but yeah.
Okay. She's seen the document.
She presented the document.
Yeah, so we're fine.
I got it over the phone.
Okay.
I didn't look on there.
Not on there.
Anything else?
It needs to be put on there.
Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you, gentlemen.
See ya. Can I get 5 minutes just to talk about an update on the move and all that?
Yeah.
Is it possible for you guys to go along with doing a stucco or a masonry finish on the old annex? You know how where we put the block into the doorways and the windows and it looks kind of tacky? At least I think it looks a little tacky. Our crew... Charlie's crew can do a skim coat over the outside of it on the two sides of it that we see, the front and the side. Are you guys all right with that? I mean, it would dress it up a whole lot and look more uniform, especially that street side.
Well, what about what's the other? It's metal, isn't it?
Their two sides are metal. There's really no reason. I mean, there's no way to fix that really.
So just a stucco cream color does...
Yeah, we'll paint it like a courthouse color.
Yeah.
Because we're going to have to be doing some touch-up painting in the back anyway, so I was thinking...
Yeah, I'm fine.
And then the other one question was the front door, just so we don't have any potential water issues, I'd like to go ahead and look at putting some sort of awning out front, something that create over the front door. You know, Charlie did a great job shaping the sidewalk ramp to get you to the front door. But if you notice how the grade is, everything drains pretty much toward the front door and then over to the street. But an awning may help any rain blowing in. Anything may help that. I don't know what the price. I haven't even looked at anything. I just want to know if you guys, what's your thoughts on that one?
Can it match the... What I'm trying to do is match Masonic, where the two buildings, the Masonic Lodge and the Et Cetera, where it looks somewhere the same.
Yeah, well, I'm sure we can. I haven't looked. I just want to know if you, what your thoughts on that were.
Yeah, for not a big price, I'd be
something
be
like
nice
that.
To,
yeah. I'll have. We'll get some suggestions, but I can at least tell Charlie's crew. The other thing is Charlie's crew is downstairs right now. Frank cleared their schedule, knowing that we were using those guys for everything. They're clearing, starting to clear downstairs of what we talked about. The carpet, I'm just going to, since we're, it to be open here, the carpet padding was never replaced when we did all the carpet downstairs. The bid was written by a certain individual that didn't take into consideration the pad. We've got to rip the pad out. That was one of the only that was one of the main recommendations of that. So, when we rip that out, we're basically going to be trashing the rest of the carpet.
The new carpet's not going to live through it?
Nope. And furthermore, Charlie's recommendation is that we look at more of a washable surface downstairs, maybe a tile or a vinyl flooring or something, since it is known for flooding. He said it would be a whole lot easier for cleanup. Because he's already working on the drainage problem where the building drains into the building and caused that last leak in Bill's office. He's already got that on his list to do, and he's going to fix that before we replace the flooring. But I think we should probably consider just, like I talked to the attorney, it better be safe. That's error on the side of caution, just to rip that out and we start fresh.
Yes, sir.
You're right
yes, sir, tile.
Tile or something like that, washable surface, something.
Yeah, I think that's a good idea.
Okay.
Tile or vinyl.
Okay, so Charlie's crew is, you know, we're right down there sorting things. We're going to have three storage units downstairs of taking all the furniture out, storing them in basically moving vans while they got everything, because it would be a lot easier and faster not to move furniture from one room to the other room while they move stuff out. So those, tomorrow we'll see three units back there that we're going to load up our keepable furniture. He's loading stuff to throw away the other stuff. Kind of let you know on that. And then the, oh gosh, there's one more thing.
You've got, as far as safety-wise and working down there, you got that covered
well?
I
met with Charlie and told him what was expected. You know, their crew had specific questions, so I gave them specific answers on how to avoid any problems. And, you know, from goggles, a little mask for dust, airborne stuff, and then some goggles so nothing flies in your eyes. Washing your hands anytime you leave that area. And that's that was the basic guidelines, but their concerns were the mold spores. I said, there's no mold, so you're fine from that aspect, but we just want to be overly cautious.
But some of these came from Aegis?
Yes.
These recommendations,
yep.
Good.
You're going to tear out the ceiling.
All the grids are going to stay in the line. Well, not all the grids. Some of the grids in the sewer and the P&Z area had rusted through because of extended. So that grid is all going to be removed all the way. P&Z and sewer, all the grids going to come out in the IT. They're just removing all the drop ceilings.
Just the panels?
Just the panels. And that's what they're working on, all that.
Are they going to leave it open for now? They're not going to replace them?
Nothing replaced until we're confident we fixed that drainage issue, because he's talking about putting a French drain up on the side of the building to get the water away from the building. That's what Charlie Screw is talking about. And then I asked Frank to at least price what it would take to pave where the Triangle Park is, just to give us a price of paving, because that's where our employees will have to park. Because we only have a total of six spots in front of the P&Z at our new location, and that gives you know, not a whole lot. So Frank's going to come back to us with a price of what it would cost to pave that and how many spots we'll actually pick up, and if there's another arrangement that would get us more spots. He's going to look at all that, so that's coming up. The only other thing was we have a Mayflower truck full of stuff that we pulled from the annex that I think is zero value. I asked Rick how long it would take to put a one more county auction together to see if it's worth the auctioning off. He said it would take about 30 days, and I didn't know if you guys were open to that, because really some of that stuff in there just needs to be thrown away.
But if we want to try to sell it one last time, but we have a trailer full that we've got, we're going to have to pay an extra month on because it's full of stuff that we really don't have a place to store. And really don't, most of it we don't need. You guys good with an auction?
Yeah, Jake, some of it come out of the con-
Some of the stuff didn't sell in last auction.
Didn't sell or it wasn't available?
It didn't sell last auction, so we kept it.
Oh, I thought we actually kept it.
If you didn't sell at an auction, shouldn't we like try Salvation Army or something?
We're going to do that next. We're going to do it one more time through, and then so I just want to let you know if you guys are good with that, I'll inform Rick to go ahead and move forward with another auction.
Okay, so you're talking about any vehicles also, I assume.
If you want to, let's make it a bigger deal. Yeah.
Bring more people and get it all done at once.
Yeah. All right. Well, then we'll work on that too. Then. All right, that's all I got. That's my update.
That was a long update.
It was 7 minutes instead of five. I just apologize. I think we're free till 1:30. All right, Jim? Free till 1:30?
Okay. I thought we had a 1 o'clock executive or something.
Oh, I think we said 1 or 1:30.
Okay.
Recess. Woo.